What is the ceiling on the number of blades they're going to jam on my razor?
11.
I went in to buy replacement blades, and I've been using the 4 blades, and they no longer make those, and so the 5-blade ones do not fit on the 4-blade handle.
Of course they don't.
So I had to buy the 5-blade handle, and now I have 5 blades.
Do you have the one with the little internal battery that somehow vibrates and is supposed to improve the shape? I have that.
No, mine has a foot crank.
Hello and welcome to the Two Hosers Photo Show. As always, I am Alan, coming to you from Tübingen in Germany, and with me, as always,
Adam
from
Vancouver.
That's it.
And scene. There we go. That is the worst April Fool's joke I've ever heard of.
Someone's done something that's worse than that.
I think a hand in a bucket of warm water, probably funnier than that.
True. No, but that's super funny.
That's true. Okay, and if whoever's listening and still confused, I'm Alan, I'm in Tübingen.
Right, and I'm Adam in Vancouver.
And we're recording this on April Fool's, so this is yesterday, technically, or longer when people are listening to this, probably sometime in June.
Right.
But yeah, we got you. Zing!
Yeah, but this whole podcast will not be a joke. It will be awesome.
Oh, that's a good point. This will not going to repeat. I really wanted to do a solid follow-up to last year's Invisible Camera, and this was it.
That was your April Fool's joke.
Last year, yeah.
And for anybody who didn't check that out, it is quite an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, that was last year's thing Chris and I put together. A little video about a fake camera. So
check it out.
Check it out. It's the 1 year anniversary of us being jerks.
Are you going to post maybe a link to it on our page or something?
Yes, I will.
Great. Hey, just as another note, I also made a video, not last year, the year before, and it is a YouTube sensation, a Halloween video that I made of the kids, a little trailer. I think you saw it. It was like a 1 minute trailer. For a fictitious Halloween movie. It's up to 11,000 views on YouTube.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
You got 11,000 views on that.
11,000 views. In the last year, just since January, it's got like almost 6,000.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, again, how those videos spread, but it hits kind of a pocket. A lot of it's in Europe. And just from, I looked on it like, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I was like, what the hell? How'd it get up so high? And then I looked at, you know, the stats in YouTube and saw that just from January to now, it got almost 6,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to be a feature filmmaker soon. That's how it works, right?
That's pretty much how it works. Well, yeah. And then I saw the video of you singing Bohemian Rhapsody in the back of the cop car. Have you seen that yet?
No, but it sounds funny.
You're the only one.
Oh, really?
Some video showed up on YouTube like yesterday, and the guy's got like 3 million hits already from a RCMP surveillance, like a in-camera in-car camera.
Right.
Where some dude was arrested for being inebriated in public, and as protest, he just sings the entire Bohemian Rhapsody.
But the thing is that would be property of the RCMP, right?
I would assume so. I don't know who released it. I think the timestamp is from like last November.
Okay, so somebody said, hey, I'm going to put this out now. It's not evidence anymore.
You should check it out. It's pretty funny.
I will.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
So, did you set your clock? I know it's two, three weeks for you, but this just happened over here. We're on daylight savings time.
Yep, we did that.
Did you set your clock forward in your camera?
I don't remember. Maybe.
So, no. So no, then.
Probably not. I did the last daylight savings, so I should be good, right? I'll get sorted out next year.
Yeah, you'll catch up eventually. You're good.
So yeah, I should do that, right?
You should do that. I did myself. I said to myself this year I would remember first thing, like I would not start shooting, which ended up not happening. I shot a couple dozen pictures early in the morning and then realized that I hadn't changed it yet.
Your camera won't explode or anything if you forget to do this, will it?
I'm not going to say it won't explode. Probably won't.
Okay.
There's a good chance it won't explode, but no, I like to have all my pictures stamped properly because, you know, it's really nice to know, to keep things in order.
But you're not going to lose order because you're off by an hour.
All your pictures will fall in line. That's true. But let's say you take a shot and think, oh man, I would like to duplicate that lighting. You know, I really enjoyed the light at that time. Then the time will be off.
I see. Good point.
But I'll tell you where it did come in handy. And what I ended up doing was I used Aperture, or you can use Lightroom or whatever other program you use to do a time shift, is to basically select all the pictures and tell them, oh, change the time by an hour.
Right.
To correct for this. And I did this recently when I was, I told you before, I spent the last couple of weeks really organizing all my old photographs and my old Aperture libraries and all that. And I got to our wedding day.
Right.
And so what I ended up, we had everybody do is whoever brought a digital camera, which PS was everybody.
I think you've told this story on a previous podcast.
Well, I'm going to add to it then. So okay. Buckle your seatbelt.
Okay.
So we had everybody submit their pictures and I put them all into one folder, except for most people have their clocks set all over the place.
Yeah.
So some people had the year wrong and obviously the date and the time. So it was just a mess. And so you look at all the pictures, I would like to see them in the general time, actual time frame, like a chronological order. So what I ended up doing is I kind of went through and established each person's camera time, figured out roughly how far off it was, and time shifted all of their pictures accordingly.
Oh.
Which... The issue is really is to establish how far off they are. And once you do that, it's quite easy to shift all of them at once.
Right.
But now you look in the library and no matter who took the picture, everything comes up within a few minutes of the actual order of the day.
Cool. I don't think that was part of the initial story that you told. I think you actually told the story last Daylight Savings.
Did I really?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, is it April Fool's or is it Groundhog Day? Because that's what it feels like.
Zing! Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Ned Ryerson.
There you go.
Great.
All right.
So you had some issues with your heart. I want to just put this out here is to all the people who do not like our Mac talk.
Right.
And think that Mac is the greatest and all that. I have some issue with Apple this week.
Me too.
All right. Give me the short version of yours. What's going on with your iMac?
I had to take it in for service.
Shorter than that.
I was having problems. The computer was extremely slow. I first noticed it in Aperture. Just any change I was making, it just took way too long for those changes to happen. So seemed painfully slow to edit any images. So I was getting frustrated and ran kind of an internal hardware test. And came back with an error when I did that, that when I Googled the error, seemed that it was a hard drive problem. And then it progressively got more and more slow, and I had to take it in. So I'm hoping, I seemed to confuse the guy when I was sort of reporting my problems, and he ran some tests at the Apple store, only to tell me that it looked like everything was running fine, which it definitely is not. So we think that it's the hard drive. I believe it's getting replaced, and I should have it back in the very near future, today or tomorrow. So I will report back next week if it fixes my problems. But the whole thing has been a little bit of a runaround, and I hope that this will fix the problem.
Yeah, and I'm having issues with my MacBook Pro. It started a little while ago. I started to notice the bottom of the casing was a little bit kind of protruding.
Okay.
And I didn't realize what it was, and then all of a sudden the trackpad wouldn't work. Like it was kind of jammed on, so I quickly realized, oh, the battery is swelling.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, I was rubbing it, but I didn't think that was the issue.
Okay.
But, so no, I quickly popped it out of there because you do not want it to catch fire.
No, that would be bad.
That would be bad for everybody involved. So I popped it out and I checked because I thought, well, you know, maybe they've done a recall on this, and they haven't. They do have a special program, though, where you send them a bunch of money and they'll send you a new one. So that's where I'm at now. I have to order a new battery. My computer will run on the power brick, but anytime you want to move it,
which, it's not portable.
It's not portable, which is kind of an issue. So, yeah. So I have to go through a couple hoops to jump through to order that battery. And being that I'm in Germany.
How old is the battery?
I've had the computer coming up on, I guess, about 3.5 years.
Well, that's pretty good.
There's worse things to complain about. It's just that one of the things that I've kind of had problems with Apple in the past is battery. I had an issue with my old PowerBook battery that they recalled, and the replacement battery didn't last very long. Two things, despite the fact that I still love Apple, I enjoy using them and all that stuff, there's two things that they do poorly in my estimation. One is battery, and two is headphones.
Yeah, I agree with the headphones for sure.
I would prefer they just give you $5 off your iPod and did not include any headphones at all.
I have about 6 packs still in the little plastic wrapper shoved in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, even if you do use them, they tend to blow out quickly.
I do have a positive battery note from Apple to report, which is the new iPad, which I got, whatever, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. Battery is phenomenal. It is unbelievable. I've charged it maybe twice, and it's gotten a decent amount of use. I'm not using it all day long or anything, but the battery seems to be amazing. When I compare it to just the iPod Touch, which I find the battery needs charging all the time, the iPad is the battery life seems phenomenal.
All right. And any heat issues?
I haven't had any.
Have you heard of them?
You mentioned it, but that's it.
Yeah, some people are experiencing that I think it's the bottom left-hand corner is getting really hot.
Okay. I do have like a rubber casing, which may buffer any of that heat that I feel too. So I don't know if that's it, but I haven't had any issue. But again, here's my suggestion. Don't use it for 15 hours straight.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, probably a good life tip.
Oh, Dr. Adam.
Yeah, there you go. There's my input for this week.
Great. You want to talk about anything else not photo-related?
No, I don't.
I got new shoes.
Did you?
Okay, what did you shoot this week?
I didn't shoot much. I've been kind of depressed, and I have had no means to edit photos, so I didn't really take pictures, and I was going to just cop out on the photo challenge altogether until you assured me that I could just take some JPEG photos and use my wife's computer and the simple iPhoto program she's got on there to take part in the challenge. So that's pretty much it. That's all I did was take a few photos last night at the little, you know, they have one of those little fairs going on where the traveling fair sets up at your local, in this case, mall. So they've set up outside the parking lot at the mall. So kids went over there.
So the guy who used to be the roadie for Motorhead?
Yeah, there's some scary looking roadies, that's for sure, at our fair. So, and you know what? Because we've been to this fair 4 or 5 times, I recognize all of them.
Do you know that most of them, and I'm not joking, I think most of them actually live at the fair at night?
No, I agree. They have little trailers.
Yeah. So they kind of live there in the parking lot. This is the parking lot of the mall?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they really inspire confidence in the safety of those rides.
Yeah. And the best thing is yesterday was the first day, so the setup, and they have signs, everything starts at 12. At 12 o'clock, I happened to be through there because I was just going to take Jack to have a look because, you know, Friday is my day off, and so I'm with Jack, and we're kind of cruising around. Sarah's at school, and we're cruising around, and we look at the rides, and we said, oh, it's supposed to be open at 12, so I just thought we'd go by, and it's a ghost town there. They're kind of looking like they might be trying to set things up, but not really. So we went back because I told the kids I'd take them if it wasn't raining when Sarah was done school. So we went back at like 2:30. Things were just start, like they were just running the tests on the rides and stuff. Nobody cared at all. And there was lots of people milling around, like again with younger kids, kind of, oh, it starts at 12 and it's 2:30, and oh no, we still don't have power anywhere. Oh, it's just
really,
yeah, just a super urgent matter for them to get things running.
I expected more out of Chainsaw and the Stoner.
So anyways, there's my the rest of our not photography talk. The rest is going to be super photography oriented.
We took pictures of other pictures.
Yeah. So I did take a few pictures. It was very overcast, and we'll talk about it in the photo challenge, and I shot JPEG this week. So there you go.
All right. We had the opposite weather. We had fantastic summer 24 degrees weather in March.
Yeah.
Which was exciting, which means people are getting out of the house. And then tubing in, there was like this market. I don't know what kind of, they have markets like every weekend here, like big sort of craft markets in the city square.
Right.
And so it's a pretty big deal here. And so, yeah, that was really crowded. So I walked around there for a little bit, and that's fun to shoot pictures in around a lot of people and the old cobblestones, which is kind of becoming normal for me.
Yeah, that's just life.
It's kind of weird how that happens. When I first came to Tubingen, it was like, oh, my God. It's like the back lot of the Universal Studios, you know, Germantown.
Yeah.
And now it's like, eh, cobblestones.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Let's get some schnitzel and move on.
Wear our wooden shoes.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, go make some pizza and drive Ferraris and, you know, make feta cheese. Europe.
Right.
All that's Germany.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, shot some of that. Shot some maternity pics again for another couple.
Yep.
They're having their third kids on the way, and so that means trying to get a couple of young kids to participate in the family maternity photos.
Which is always fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, one of them was really into it, the younger daughter. She was cool with it, but the older son was not cooperating.
He was busy playing Xbox.
Yeah, he is 28 years old, so he was not interested. No, I think he is 6. So he was basically doing the opposite of whatever we asked.
Right.
So I asked him to be a jerk, and then all of a sudden the smile came out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, it ended up working out all right. But so, yeah, shot. That's what I shot.
Okay.
A lot of white wall stuff. And then just a little note. Remember a couple weeks ago in your challenge photo, I mentioned that I think I might know those two girls on the dike?
Yes. Did you know them?
Nope. Wasn't them.
Great. Thanks for that update. You could have just let that one pass.
But to be fair, it's actually an ex-girlfriend of mine who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And her friend. And they both agreed that it could have been them. They thought, wow, that really could be us. Yeah.
But it wasn't. Okay.
So we'll track, don't worry, we'll track them down.
Okay, great.
We'll find out who that was. What if it was two dudes?
It could have been.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. So there's that. Let's get to the photo challenge.
Okay.
Because this week's photo challenge sort of ties in with our topic.
Yeah, I didn't really have a clear vision in my mind of what this photo challenge was, but just reiterate exactly what it was.
Well, this wasn't a very good photo challenge as far as challenges go.
We didn't get 1,000 people's pictures sent to us saying, please talk about these.
No. No, no, I did get a whole bunch in the actual mail, which was jamming up my... I got nowhere to go with this horrible joke. Now let's pull the ejection seat on this one.
Okay.
No, this one was more... It was more pedestrian and designed to get us to this week's topic. So what it was to shoot, get a picture all dialed in how you want it, check, get the exposure, and then quickly make an adjustment.
Okay.
To maintain the exposure, but to adjust the image somehow.
Okay.
And I really wasn't, I could have been more specific, but P.S. I wasn't.
Right. I don't even remember that level of detail in the original challenge. So now it seems more defined to me.
Okay. Well, I trusted your skills to kind of go with it.
Okay. Glad.
All right. So what do you want to talk about? Mine or yours? Quick.
Let's talk about yours.
Boom. Done. All right, so here's mine. I decided to walk around. I actually shot a few different ones, but this is the one I decided to go with.
Okay.
I wanted to, just walking around, tubing in on a decent day.
Yeah.
And you can see here I took a picture of the newspaper, the magazine stand.
Stuttgarter.
Stuttgart Zeitung. What does that mean?
Newspaper stand?
Yeah, well, no. But it's the name of the newspaper.
Okay. No, I should have got that because Stuttgart is a place in Germany.
Stuttgart is the main city that I'm near.
Yeah.
And Stuttgarter is like the possessive of that, pretty much.
Right. I could have figured that out if I thought about it.
Yeah. And then Zeitung is newspaper.
I wouldn't have figured that out.
No. I don't know if this is the actual translation, but Zeit means time. And so for me, Zeitung is like Times, like the New York Times.
Right.
So that's how I always associate it. So maybe I'm right.
Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And just one more little thing about Stuttgart. You know what Stuttgart means?
No.
Stud garden.
Really?
Yep. They used to have all be horses out here. It used to be a big field with horses and all the studs where they would roam in the garden. And so it was stud garden, Stuttgart.
Okay. Thank you for that bit of history.
Just saying. That's why I moved here.
Right.
Yeah.
To be with the rest of the studs?
It just seemed natural. They gave me a discount. So I decided, I'll snap a picture of this, and I use my spot meter to place that tone, like we talked about last week or week before.
Yeah.
Because there's shadow here and there's light in the background and all that, and I wanted to make sure everything was in. But that's not the issue. The issue isn't how I got exposure. The issue is that I got exposure.
Right.
And as you can see there, it was f2.8 at 1/2500th of a second.
Okay.
Okay? Nothing wrong with this picture. But I decided, you know what? I'm in Europe. We got the nice buildings. We got the lamp standards, the cobblestone streets. Maybe we should see them. So I quickly shifted to shoot at f8 to include a little bit deeper depth of field, which caused me to have to shift the shutter speed as accordingly.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Okay. How'd you keep the exposure the same?
Well,
quickly.
Quickly?
Yeah, how'd you do it quickly?
I counted the clicks.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to explain that in any more depth, or do we have to wait for that?
I don't know. I think it does mess up our whole schedule of our show, but okay. You know what? Let's just get into it.
Okay. And we can quickly do the same with mine, because basically that with my photo, I did the same thing. I made a much smaller adjustment.
Okay.
Again, and I went from an f 4.5 to a 3.5, but you can explain for a similar reason. I went the other way. I wanted to have a little bit more blur in the background, so I went to a more open aperture. I just wanted
Let's look at your picture right now.
Okay.
Looking at it right now, looking at your first picture.
Yeah.
Now, this is Lisa?
Yes. No, of course not. So that's my daughter, Sarah, at the fair yesterday. On a cloudy day. So shooting in JPEG, I just set it to cloudy settings, and I haven't done any adjusting to the photo. So all I did was, you know, use the histogram and get it on manual exposure and f4.5. And I want to say the shutter speed is 1/500th of a second, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay.
And then I decided, okay, that seems good. And I did the spot metering and placed her skin tone as where I wanted it. And then I made the quick adjustment. I went to an f3.5.
And well, why'd you do that?
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
I didn't like the background as clear as it was. And also, I was trying to do a quick photo challenge. I'm going to be honest here. So I said, okay, I'm going to make a quick adjustment. I'd like it to be just a little bit more blurred in behind her. And I also wanted to back up a little bit. And I know just with, you know, how far and how close you are, because I moved back slightly in making that adjustment. If I wanted to be a little blurred, I'd have to go to a more open aperture. So I went to 3.5. I could have gone even lower, but I just decided to go to 3.5. And then I had to adjust the shutter speed accordingly by counting the clicks, as you say. So I went to 1/500th of a second to keep the exposure the same.
Great. Well, you know what? There's not much more to talk about our challenge photos.
Okay.
Let's talk about how we did it.
Okay.
And get specific. Now, I want to preface this by saying, if you're shooting manual, and by this point, I feel like you should have at least attempted to shoot manual.
Yes, I agree.
If you're listening to this show, I hope you have attempted and possibly failed, but who cares? Doesn't matter. Go ahead and fail at it.
And it's not. I honestly think you're making more out of it than it needs to be. I don't think if you've listened to this many episodes, I would think that this is now becoming just more obvious.
Do you think everybody goes back and listens to every single second that we talk?
Well, no, but I don't think that they started
the
episode 65 because I don't think it would make a whole lot of sense.
Well, now you've just alienated all our new listeners.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're listening to 65 and you haven't listened to anything else, I think you should move back a few episodes, unless it all makes sense. Unless you're perfectly gauged at this level, which, again, would be fantastic. I just think that there's probably a lot that doesn't make sense, or else you're more advanced than this podcast altogether, don't you think?
Could be.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us in episode 65, though, welcome.
Right. Yeah, that too.
There we go. Now we've got that reset. No problem.
Yeah. Plus, everybody, I don't know if we've good. Mentioned, but it's early in the morning for me here. So if I come off as grumpy, this is how I am in the morning.
I think your voice sounds much better now, so we should always use this schedule.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So if you're shooting manual, and you should be, this is, to me, the best tip I can give you.
Ever.
This really is. This is the best, like, just you're running around shooting, because this has so many applications down the road.
Oh, and P.S., stop listening to further tips, because it's all downhill from here.
No, but this shows up in every future tip.
Okay.
Okay, not every future tip, but, you know, a lot of them.
You've built it up now. You better come through.
Okay, this is what I call, or everybody probably calls, counting clicks. Okay?
Yep.
So let's say you're off, you're shooting, and you have your exposure dialed in, you're at F4, what, you know, 1/80th of a second, and you decide, you know what? I need to get less depth of field. So I want to open up, like you did with Sarah. Yep. I want to open up the aperture. So when you're on manual and you quickly open up, now you've changed the exposure, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
And so in the past, before you were counting clicks, what you're doing was you're basically re-metering and then adjusting accordingly.
Right.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to work quickly, if you open up, let's say you go from 4 down to 2.8, you count the number of clicks on that wheel. Because that's one stop. That's one stop or double the amount of light, and therefore you have to cut the shutter speed in half. But that's a lot of math, and who said there'd be math involved? Nobody.
Right.
So you count the number of clicks on your wheel down to change aperture. I'll give you a hint. Going from 4 to 2.8 is 3 clicks.
Okay.
You now owe 3 clicks on shutter speed.
Right.
It's just that simple.
And it really is that simple.
It really is that simple. All right, the end. Drive safe.
Yeah. And you know what the beauty of it is? It sounds simple, and it is simple. It never occurred to me, never occurred to me at all. I was wondering, you know, why they do make the dial clicky. Well, now it all makes sense.
There you go. And it gets even better than that. So, like, we always talk about light in, when you get more pro, you talk about light in stops. Okay, how many stops over is that? Well, that's 2 stops over. Well, that means 4 times the amount of light. But you don't really want to think about it in terms like that, so that's where we count clicks. So 4 stops, or sorry, 2 stops over, how many clicks is that?
I don't know. You just lost me.
6. It's 6 clicks.
And I don't care. I just know that if I adjust 6 clicks, that I've got to go 6 clicks the other way with shutter speed.
You owe it, right?
Right.
Now, the good thing is, you know, this works with the shutter. This works with aperture. This works with ISO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ISO is the way ISO works. It comes in third and it goes in stops as well. So, for instance, if I'm on ISO, say 400, I don't want to get too much into the details here, but let's say I'm on ISO 400, F4 1/80th.
And I want to F4 1/80th. Okay.
And I change from F4 down to 2.8 again.
I need a diagram.
Okay. So I go 3 clicks. 3 yeah. clicks on aperture.
Yeah.
I decide I only want to go 1 click on the shutter speed.
Okay.
I still owe 2 clicks somewhere.
Okay.
I can go into aperture. Sorry, let's dial that back.
No. Yeah.
I can go into ISO.
Yeah.
And I can make up the 2 clicks there.
How can you only make up 2 clicks there?
You're getting to the rub part of this.
I don't think my camera can make up just 2 clicks.
Don't skip ahead to the rub. That comes later. If you look at the show notes, you'll see.
Oh, okay.
And then later on, I will announce, here's the rub,
okay,
and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
But for now, those are how the clicks add up.
Right.
Now, here's the other cool part. Let's say I'm going to change the aperture, and on the little higher-end cameras, they have a dedicated wheel on the back.
Yeah.
For aperture, and the front wheel would be for shutter.
Okay.
So if I click the aperture to the right, three clicks, I now owe three clicks on the shutter. I actually click that to the left, three clicks.
Okay. Still with
it. And it evens out. So once you're balanced, shifting it either way is a matter of that. Just making up for whichever direction you went. Go the other way with the other one. Yeah. So you don't even really have to know what stops you're at. You can just dial it in.
Do you want me to say something?
Fire away.
No, I just was wondering because you kind of paused like I might have something to say, but I don't have anything to say.
I just dropped some knowledge out there. I was letting it just settle.
Simmer. You're letting it simmer.
Just letting it sit out there. Now, there are some issues with this. Like, if you go, this works fantastic for short shifts. Like, if you go maybe two or three stops, it works out pretty well.
If you're going to stops or two or three clicks?
Two or three stops.
Okay.
Which is six or nine.
Is that still a short shift?
That's a pretty short shift.
Okay.
Well, say two stops. Let's say you're at F5.6 and you wanted to go two stops open. What would that be?
Is that F8?
Other way. You're at 5.6 and you want to open up two stops.
I don't know which numbers indicate you. So you say three clicks equals one stop?
Yeah.
And you said 5.6?
Yeah.
5.6, no, I don't know. I can't think it in my head which ones would actually be a natural stop. Is it 2.8 or?
Yeah. 5.6, it's 2.8.
Okay, because it's half.
Yeah, you go to 4. Well, no, two stops is you go to 4 and then you go to 2.8.
Okay.
So, ideally, I mean, you kind of prove my point. You don't really need to know all those numbers. You don't have to sit and do a chart of all the math involved.
Right.
Now, sometimes if you're going coast to coast, like if you have your exposure set at F1.4 and you want to go to F16, well, first of all, you're going to count, what is that, 27 clicks or something like that? Like that's a lot of clicks.
Right.
24 clicks maybe. I'm not sure now. That's a lot of clicks to count. So you're probably not going to do that. That's a situation where you're probably going to re-meter.
Right.
Also, I did notice a few times, I tried to shoot some really extreme examples to try to showcase that. And I found that as it would stop down to F16, it would kind of change. Like, if I'm shooting into the sun, lens flare would be reduced. And so, therefore, the metering would get thrown off a little bit.
Yeah.
But for short throws, you're not going to get a better way to do this. It's just very, very quick. So what's a situation where you would find that you would want to use this?
Anytime.
Anytime is a good answer.
I don't know. Is there a specific situation? I mean, I find usually I make use of it where I take an initial shot and I decide I want to change depth of field. So that's usually when I want to make the depth of field change really quickly. I've got a shot that I like, but either I want to include less background or more background, then I usually find I make the aperture change and then I just make the corresponding shutter change. That's where I use it.
That's probably the number one spot to use it. The other way to go is essentially let's say you're got your shot lined up, you're say at F5.6 and the corresponding shutter speed is 1/30th of a second.
Right.
That's no good.
Yeah.
So you decide, you know what, I want to make sure that I get a fast enough shutter so I don't get a blurry picture.
Right.
So I want to change that to, say, you know, 1/80th of a second just to nail it. Well, are you going to do the math on that?
No.
Or you're just going to do, what is that, 5 clicks, let's say?
Yeah.
Now you quickly count those 5 clicks off till you get to 80, 5 clicks back the other way, you're dialed in. So that's a situation where I would end up using that as well.
I do that as well. Just couldn't think of it off the cuff.
Does this all sound confusing, or because you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I think it sound, it probably does, even though it is simple, I think it probably does come across as a little confusing until you actually start tinkering with the clicks on the camera. So I think when everybody, you know, who hasn't done this takes their camera out and just fiddles around and tries this, I think they'll see how fantastic a tip it is. The greatest tip for manual shooting ever.
Right. I forget, greatest GTFME.
Yeah.
Now here's the rub. Let me announce the rub before we go on.
Okay, because you were going to do this and I'm excited.
This is the sand in your shoe. Okay. If you have an entry level camera.
Yeah.
Or up to yours. Yours also would be included in this, do you think?
I think so.
ISO, they tend to not, it doesn't go in third of a stop increments in lower end cameras. It'll go in 100, 200, it'll make all the main stops, but it's the express train, essentially.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop in the small towns.
Right.
That's a little bit negative. So what that means is if you're going from 100 to 200, that is technically, even though you're doing one click, that counts as three clicks. Are you still there?
Yeah. I thought it was simmering.
Yeah, no, this is where it gets difficult. So I'd recommend...
No, my camera, and I think the T3i as well, do that. 1, 2, 4, okay. 6, 8. So I don't think it's till you get to the whatever it is now, 60D. Is that what the next one up is?
Probably.
Yeah.
The 60D or the 7D,
yeah,
5D.
7D. Those ones, I believe, is where the change gets made.
Right. So mine, you can choose 100, 125, 160, 200. That's the increments. Now, I'll bet you there's some sort of a firmware hack you can run to make you do that, but I wouldn't recommend doing that if you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
So the good news is ISO still works. It's just that your counting is now changed. So if you have a lower-end camera, one click actually equals three clicks on the shutter because it no longer goes in third of a stops, only full stops.
Right.
Okay? That's the rub.
But you'll still find plenty of use in manual shooting for the adjustments using the aperture and the shutter click counting.
Do you want to know where else it comes in handy down the road?
I do.
Manual flash. Your flash. Now you have a couple flashes, right?
Yeah.
You have a Canon flash and you have the Nikon SB28.
Yeah.
Each of those, I know for sure. I don't know for sure because I have the higher end Canon, but I'm pretty sure each of those will go in third of a stop increments as well in terms of power.
Yep.
So it will go, let's say, 1/8 power plus a third plus 2/3, 1/4 power.
Yes, it will.
Those clicks also correspond with your camera.
I knew that and I use that.
So therefore, let's say you want to change aperture, you stop down. Four clicks to stop aperture, you owe four clicks on the flash. It's just that simple.
And I think that's where you originally told me about this whole counting clicks was for, you know, the manual flash. And it is an awesome tool to quickly change when you've got two different flashes running and you want to make quick adjustments because you've got people posed and you know they're not going to sit there for very long.
Right. So, I think that's the extent of counting clicks.
Okay.
Do you need to add? Is there anything unclear?
I don't think so. I think it's all quite clear.
I would like to reiterate that if this does sound a little bit confusing, get out there and mess around with it. And feel free to ask us any questions, and Adam will answer all of them on his new iPad, of course. Yeah.
Or just probably another way to go would be Google counting the clicks and get a better explanation than one we just gave.
Yeah, that's a great way to direct people to our show.
Yeah, Google.
Oh, yeah. Plus, Letterman's way more entertaining. So, Tech, did you see his monologue last night? Oh, way funnier than you. I don't know. I quit.
That's the way I roll.
I'm going to have to edit out your little Google comment.
Oh, because we can't use Google?
Well, I assume people do Google what we say.
What we can't actually say go Google at? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm sure we can say it. I don't think Google has a problem with the free advertising that we're giving them.
Exactly. You know,
we'll probably send them over the top.
But you don't think I can say go Google that?
Yeah, no, that's what McDonald's does. They say, you know what? Burger King has a much better burger. Why don't you walk on down the street?
I just think it's funny.
I can't believe you're ordering a shake here. Have you been to Wendy's? They're great.
There was a tone of irony there. Are you going to give a photo challenge?
Yeah.
Just include all of this.
Just go to someone else's site and see their challenge. I'm sure whatever challenge I come up with, someone will have a better one.
Exactly.
Yeah, wasting my time. Okay, now I'm just getting into the range of pouting.
Yeah, just go ahead and close this one out.
All right, next week's photo challenge. This one's a little bit more fun than our take a picture and then adjust it.
Yeah.
I want you to take a portrait, make a portrait shot. Except for the one catch is this cannot be someone inside your inner circle.
Didn't we do this already?
No.
I swear this is Groundhog Day.
No, we did a portrait of a stranger on the street.
Right.
Now, this can be, that was more of an impromptu thing where you just walk up and make a portrait. Now, this is something that you can set up. You can use a flash. You don't have to use a flash. You can use bounce light. I don't care. The point is I want you to take the time and make a nice portrait of somebody, but basically not your wife or your kids.
Okay, but anybody else?
Anybody else. That's, I'm counting your inner circle as people that you basically, you could walk out there and take a picture right now. Don't do that. That's the easy way out.
So somebody's getting a very nice portrait.
If I take it, yes. Yeah. However, yours.
Oh, now my feelings are hurt.
Someone's getting a big sack of hammers.
And a new pair of Velcro shoes.
Do you remember when Velcro shoes first came out?
Please don't.
Do you
please,
remember? Oh, man, we're at the 38-minute mark.
This. Don't
we're at the 38-minute mark. I'm going to stretch.
We can finish this in under 50 minutes if you just wrap it up.
We're way under.
No, it's 49 minutes right now.
Oh, including the 12 minutes of nonsense at the beginning of
no,
the show.
No, because we restarted. This is all good. Just shut her down.
All right. There it is. That's your challenge. Take a portrait outside of your inner circle.
Okay.
So where can people find, when you get your computer back up and running, where can people find your stuff?
SchwartzChronicles.com. I'm sure they can still find it there. There's just probably not a whole bunch of new stuff up there.
There's nothing new. I see birthday from basically two birthdays ago.
That was a full week ago. My wife has been slacking.
Well, she's got no pictures to include.
Exactly.
So I don't blame her at all.
Yeah. She needs to paint a word picture. Where can people find your stuff?
Before we get to that, no, just kidding. AlanAtridge.com, as always, and the both of us, anything you want to know about the Two Hosers can be found at twohosers.com, and that includes Twitter, Flickr, a bunch of other stuff we probably made up. Google Plus, iTunes, I don't know.
That's
Paint.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna throw out random words. Crackers.
You're just trying to extend this.
I'm trying to make your life heck.
Yeah, I got a wife and a couple of kids that would be super thrilled to see me downstairs in about right now.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, good. Get down there. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.